number. How long is too long to wait, and how soon is too soon to call?
I'd say just a couple hours after, probably. That's what I would like, if I was interested in them.
Okay. Why do some women give out and even offer up their phone numbers, but then ghost you when you contact them?
Because they don't want to be mean and hurt their feelings.
But why would some women even offer their phone number?
Well, like, say if someone asked me for my phone number and I wasn't really into it, I would feel bad and still give it to them anyways, just to not be mean. And then when they started texting me, I would just kind of be short with them.
But wouldn't that almost be more mean to do that? Because
it's like, which one is meaner, you know? Like, at first, I am not good with, like, confrontation. So, like, if someone asked me for my phone number, I really couldn't just say, like, no. So I would just give it to them because I would feel bad.
The attention. We love the attention. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I was literally just going to say that. That's about being a woman. Yes.
Okay, but isn't that kind of mean, though? Isn't that leading somebody on?
100%. It is.
It's the chase.
It's just woman.
Have you ever loved somebody more than you loved yourself?
Yes. All the time, every day.
Okay, do you think that's
a downfall?
Is that a bad thing?
It's definitely a bad thing.
If it's a bad thing, why would you ever expect anyone to take risks for you? Isn't love supposed to be about sacrifice?
Wow. Very good point. Absolutely very good point. You've actually deterred my first answer. Because I will change it. I'll go back and I'll say that it's definitely worth it, and I lost track of my thought.
When it comes to dating and relationships, who is typically seen as the prize, the man or the woman?
Woman.
If men typically have to have looks, money, and status in order to attract lots of beautiful women, how is the man not considered the prize?
For the same reason of the term trophy wife. It makes the man look more distinguished if they have a beautiful ass woman right next to them. And men, when they use that, the money and the gifts and all that, they just end up looking like scumbags if they don't have the right personality. They end up looking either like pimps or high school douchebags.
Why do women often choose to make lists of what they want in a relationship rather than what they bring to the table?
Because they're demanding and they think that they're the shit. When
We are. We're in power.
We are.
We're the ones
but
that get to ask.
It's a two-way street.
No. I think the guys should be the ones showing what they bring to the table. The women should be demanding what they want in a relationship. Does that make sense?
Well, what does a woman bring to the table?
Everything. She's a woman.
Everything.
She's the other half.
Which of the following do you think is worse, being led on or being cheated on?
Oh, being cheated on.
Why do you think so?
That's just terrible. That would hurt my feelings really bad.
Okay. Have you ever led a guy on because you enjoyed the attention you received?
Yeah.
Okay. I ask guys also, have you ever lied to a woman in order to get with her? And a lot of guys do also.
Oh, yeah.
So both people will lead each other on.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that people who lead others on have the right to complain if they get cheated on?
No.
Why is that?
Because that's not fair. That's, like, hypocritical. You can't lead someone on and then expect for things to go good for you. Like.
Okay, and lastly, who do you think is more likely to forgive cheaters, men or women?
Women.
Why?
Because they, I don't know.
Can I tell just, you what the reason is? You can tell me if we agree or not. Because when women cheat, they typically cheat with feelings. Guys cheat, and they just want physical.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's definitely women.
It's our hearts. I mean, we're just forgiving creatures, you know?
I agree.
Would you agree it's typically because when men cheat, they typically just want sex, women cheat with feelings?
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you think that beautiful women are more privileged or disadvantaged by their looks?
Yeah, they're privileged.
Privileged, okay. Yeah. Why do you think there's so much talk about things like male privilege, white privilege, but we don't talk about beauty privilege?
There should be, actually. I mean, it definitely is a thing, and it's just as relevant, honestly.
What does it mean to be out of somebody's league?
Most of the time, that definitely means physically. So on a physical level, it means that I would never date that person because they're out of my league.
Okay.
Physically.
Do you believe that less attractive people tend to have more meaningful relationships?
Yes. I don't know if that's an awful thing to say, but I definitely think yes.
Do you believe that beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe that less attractive people tend to have more meaningful relationships?
Maybe. That could be true.
So if you want to have more meaningful relationships, why would you want to be attractive?
God made me like this. I can't help it.
When it's less about attraction and more about
personality
and like the way you like connect with the person, that's when it becomes more of a connection. If it's just physical, then it's easily to be like, it's easy to be, you know, lustful. It's easy to be attracted to them for different things.
Okay, so then if you want to have more meaningful relationships, why would you want to be attractive?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I think the biggest reason why I want to feel attractive is I know the answer is because it's for ourselves.
Okay. But I was just going to say.
But it's also because, like, I feel good. Like, you know, when you just feel good.
Confidence.
Like, it's just confidence. When it brings up your confidence, it makes you want to go after that person you want to go after.
Everyone just wants to be attractive. That's just like a natural thing.
Okay. When you like a guy, do you make any effort to impress him or do you just show up?
Yeah, everyone makes an effort to impress someone they like.
So like, what kind of effort do you make? What do you do?
I mean, obviously, if I like someone and I know I'm going to be seeing them, then I'll like put my makeup on, do my hair better than normal, than just like an average day.
But isn't the man also expected to look and act his best?
Yeah.
So why do so many women think that looking your best is going above and beyond when it's actually just the bare minimum?
Yeah, that's a good question, honestly.
Hair.
Nails.
Clothes.
Outfits,
shoes.
Good.
Okay, but isn't the man also expected to look his best?
Yes.
So then isn't he matching you in terms of...
He should, or I'm not going to want him.
I think that he should try just as much as we do.
Okay. Why do so many women think looking your best is going above and beyond when it's really just the bare minimum?
The thing is, it's not the bare minimum. Because if it was the bare minimum, I would be walking out, like, I would just be getting dressed. I wouldn't wash my face.
He's right.
Well, no, not that, but I'm talking.
He's right.
Can you explain what you're talking about?
No. Wait, what do you mean by he's right?
Like, I don't know. Guys are just kind of like, you know how girls go all out, but guys are just.
Well, that's not what he was saying, though. He was saying guys do the. What were you saying?
When you like a guy, do you make any effort to impress him or do you just show up?
Just depends on the guy and how much I like him.
Okay. Well, if you really like a guy, what kind of effort do you make to impress him?
I pretty much try not to be obnoxious or loud. Probably respectful.
Okay. But isn't the man also kind of expected to be respectful and not obnoxious and not loud?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that really making an effort to impress somebody, or is that just kind of what's just expected?
That's definitely making
Like that's going above and beyond, or is that kind of just the basic expectation of what you should expect from somebody when you go out with them?
The basic expectation.
Okay, so what would be going above and beyond then?
Going above and beyond would... Ooh, I don't think I've ever done that.
We're spending just as much, but we're spending that so that you can get the same experience that we are. We're getting the experience that you pay for our drinks, you pay for our food, but you're getting the experience that, like, we paid for our nails, we paid for our hair, we paid for our outfit so that you can look good with us.
But don't women also dress for themselves?
We do. But that's where you but that's where you get it fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Because we're not dressing for you.
Because
because we look
that's
good.
The confusion. Like,
not for
we do dress up to look good for other people, but at the same time, like, it's not like the priority. Like, okay. I dress up so that I can, like,
take pictures
feel good.
And
like, I look good, I feel good.
Okay, this is my way of showing effort. Like, I won't talk to anyone but, I will talk to everyone but him. Like, I'll make it seem like I'm super social. Well, I am.
It's very, like, reverse psychology. Yes, you speak to everyone but him.
That's
you pretend like you're not looking good dressing up for him when you are.
Yeah, dressing up.
Pretend like you like the same things to an extent, you know?
Yeah.
Make yourself look cool.
Exactly.
Why do you think women would rather send subtle hints than be direct?
Because direct is scary to some people.
Women are scared of rejection, that's why.
Okay. Now, if a woman chooses to be direct and shoot her shot, do you think she's more or less likely to be rejected than if a man approaches a woman?
Oh, I think that people want women to be direct, and a guy would find that so attractive and not reject them just for that simple fact, but it's too scary for, like, in a girl's perspective, it's too scary to take the first move.
Unless you have the confidence.
Unless you're sure or you have the confidence.
So what advice would you give to men who fear rejection?
I say just go for it. Like, don't fear rejection.
Well, then why don't women just follow that same advice?
That's very
because,
true.
Again, like we said, because of that stereotype where the guy is supposed to make the first move, the guy is supposed to ask. I don't believe in that. I would like to consider myself one of those girls where you're pretty direct. You know, like,
well, you're both very attractive women, so I mean, like you. I said, have either of you guys ever been rejected?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes.
How did you react?
I mean, like, okay, this.
I feel like for women, it's more of like not a straightforward rejection. You know, it's not like I went up to the guy, I'm like, hi, like, do you want to go out? And he was like, no. It's more of hints and.
You can tell.
You can tell, like, me making it obvious that I like that guy, and him making it obvious.
You want to know the real truth? How we react to it?
We cry.
We sit in our bed for weeks and wonder why we're so fucking ugly.
I've talked to a lot of women who say they want to be treated like a queen. What would you think if guys went around saying they wanted to be treated like a king?
That would be kind of weird, I think. But it shouldn't be weird, because that wouldn't be fair, because I hear women say that they want to be treated like a queen all the time, so.
I'm just curious though, like what makes you think that it could be weird?
If I heard a guy say, oh, I want to be treated like a king, like, I would be kind of weirded out. I don't know.
I think that's gross. Because honestly, in a relationship, like, it should be mutual. Okay, I wouldn't go around saying I need to be treated like a queen. So, like, of course it should be expected. Like, I should be treated like a queen.
Like, I feel like if I would say I need to be treated as a queen, it's between me and myself. Like, I have standards and I don't want someone to treat me like a piece of shit, you know? But same goes for the guy. If he treats me like a queen, I'm going to treat him like a king, you know?
But don't, like, say it to people.
Mutual.
It's gross.
Why do so many women admit to being complicated, emotional, even crazy, and think that is acceptable behavior?
Because they are. I mean, everybody is, if you think about it. Everybody acts like they can be simple, but everybody's complex because everybody's different and everybody feels differently.
How likely are women willing to accept men for just the way they are?
Not very likely.
So then why should men accept women for just the way they are?
I don't know. That's a good question.
When it comes to dating, why do people prefer to focus on the rare exceptions rather than the general truth?
People are afraid of the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear a happy lie. So they find anything possible that is considered rare to hide what actually is going on. They don't want the truth.
Why do you think so many people prefer to talk about the way things ought to be rather than the way things really are?
Because it's hard to change. Because if they say the way that things are and they say it, then they're gonna have to change. If they want, say, oh, you know, I really should work out, I really want to lose that weight, then they're saying that out loud. If they say, well, in actuality, what things are right now, I am overweight and, you know, whatever, all this stuff, then now they have to do something to change it. And I think that most of us, we shy away from change. We don't want to change. It's hard. Change is hard.
And related to that, what is the difference between having goals and being delusional?
I'm a firm believer that your dreams should scare you. I think that there is nothing wrong if anyone tells you are dreaming too big. Don't ever listen to them. I think that anything is honestly really possible for people if they put their mind to it in a certain way, in certain things. And I kind of forgot the question because I could kind of...
Goals is something that you work for. You pin it on a board and you work for it. I want to be signed somewhere and be the face of something and show exactly what a celebrity or famous person should really be. Delusional is pretending that you are. I'm not walking around the streets here, like, asking for autographs, or do you not know that I was here and here and here? Like, no one knows that. I have to work for that. That's delusional.
I think a lot of people are so, like, caught up in, like, their future and, like, what they need to be doing to get this in the future, whatever. Like, so many people, like, are in denial of, like, the moment, whether it's good or bad.
To plan, like, to think about what you want in the future rather than to, like, focus on what's happening right now and dealing with what's happening right now, if you know what I mean.
What's the difference between having goals and being delusional?
Well, your goals have to be, realistic to your, like, needs and, you know, timelines and what you're capable and not capable of doing. But obviously with a little, like, dream in it.
You have to be willing to work for your goals. Yeah. Like, you can't just say, like, I'm going to be a millionaire and then sit on your ass all day. That's illusional.
At the end of the day, when we're doing all our normal lives and we go to bed and we think to ourselves, okay, this is what should happen, this is what should happen, but you don't sit there and focus on, I have a great relationship or I have a great life. All you want is want, and but then you don't work for it. You don't take the time to really progress yourself. So, in all actuality,